Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max, News Talk 830 WCCO. Joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, a guy I've known for a while, and his father, Isaac Fricke, played wide receiver for the Gophers and the Minnesota Vikings, and is now coaching. Isaac, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate your time.
Explain where you're at right now in your career.
Well, I had a quick stop last year at the University of Northern Iowa as a receivers coach, and was fortunate enough to get a call from Mike Schmidt, a guy that I formerly worked with the year prior to that. He's out here at Northern State University in Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Yep.
Asked me if I wanted to be his offensive coordinator, and quite frankly, jumped at the opportunity to work for Coach Schmidt again and get to a great university and a great place. So, Northern State up here in Aberdeen, Northeast South Dakota.
And are you a parent now?
Yes, sir. Yes,
congratulations. Sir. Yeah. Talking to your dad a couple weeks ago, I remember telling him something. He goes, I haven't even heard that because you're not going to believe this, but Isaac's a parent.
Yep. We had a boy here about 4 weeks ago now, and super fortunate, super blessed, super thankful. Just it's been a dream come true for my wife and I, and we couldn't be more excited.
What's his name?
His name, well, there's kind of a story there. My wife wanted to name him Isaac Jr., I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
But she did. Who knows with her judgment, right? Marrying me and now having kids in the family and all that. But, I wanted to name him Isaac Jr. I wasn't super high on that, I guess. Just felt like that's a little self-centered. But we settled on the name Ike, I-K-E.
Okay.
Ike Eldred, his middle name is Eldred, after my late grandfather. And
cool.
Kind of carrying the tradition there. So
Ike, though, huh?
Yes, sir.
Ike Fricke. That's pretty cool. So you compromised, and she compromised just a little. Get used to that.
Yeah. That's right. That's good lesson for me, right?
What's the old saying? My wife wanted to get a cat. I said, I don't want to get a cat, so we compromised and we got a cat.
That's right.
Now, Isaac, your schedule obviously has been halted this year. What's it like for a football coach when you don't have football on Saturdays?
Man, I think the one thing that is crazy for us right now is to think about, coaches here, and it's a little selfish, but when you think about it, as players and as coaches and as what we've been through in our whole life, for 30 years being on this earth and having 25 of it full of football every fall, and then have that taken away and then finally given back and then taken away and now finally given back, where we get to do some fall ball here and run around and practice. We're extremely fortunate. It's been a lot of fun for our guys. We're getting better every day. But for us coaches, it's a shock, that's for sure. Last 2 weeks ago when we started camp, I could just feel it in my body where I needed to get up at 5 o'clock and start doing things and be involved, be in the office, start working out, doing some other things. And I don't know, it's like your body was geared up for it, but we weren't doing anything. And I know the kids are the same way, so it's frustrating and it's unfortunate, but we're getting a little glimmer here, and hopefully we can push forward.
How do you handle, I mean, like what are practices like? What can you do right now with the kids? And how do you try to, you know, everybody's going to come out of this the same, and they've all got this time allotted. How do you try to make your program better?
Yeah, I think, you know, Coach Schmidt, our head coach, brought in, had a great article that he talked about the other day, where Urban Meyer had talked about how our program and how programs, especially at our level, are all about developing players. It doesn't matter if you get a great player, you know, as an 18-year-old. You have to be able to develop them into what they can become. And the article was very, you know, very interesting to have Urban Meyer, you know, in the places that he's been, talk about how, even at the places that he's been, the most important thing was having a university that wanted to develop young players. They wanted to develop people. They wanted to develop them from the academic side, the social side, the spiritual side, the physical side, obviously the mental side. And it takes, you know, it really takes a village. And it was awesome to read that article and evaluate us as a program and say, how do we develop our players?
Yep.
And how do we help them become what they want to become? So we're doing a lot of that right now. We're doing a lot of, you know, just more in-depth looking and trying to figure out what we can do better to help develop those guys.
Yeah, and that's where it's an opportunity, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're, like I said, we're super thankful that we're getting practice time here. And we're, you know, we're treating it like a spring ball with three games where we have inter-squad scrimmages.
Yep.
but, you know, we're doing everything we can to, again, develop these guys in every aspect of their life to try and help them and you know, work through a very, very interesting time on our planet.
Yeah, for sure, and there's opportunity in that to grow. Now, one of the things that you did down in Caledonia, and of course your dad, the famous coach down there, where you guys just keep winning and winning and winning and sending guys to the NFL and everything else, is you have a speed program. Do you believe in, because you know you were a very fast receiver, obviously, to make it to the NFL and the University of Minnesota, et cetera. Do you believe that a lot of kids can develop speed, or is that something you're born with, or what do you see?
Well, I think, again, that's something that we talk about very, very much, especially at that Caledonia program, where you're talking about a rural, small town where, you know, number one, you got to make sure that the kids believe that they can be fast. And
sure. And by the way, you don't have a lot of room for error because you only get so many kids.
That's right. Enrollment since, you know, the early 90s. At that place has done nothing but gone down.
Yeah.
So you're 100% right. And they got to get every ounce and every drop out of every kid that they can and make sure that they believe. And that's the most, you know, important thing in my mind. But once those kids believe that they can actually be strong, physical, tough, fast players and people, they just explode. And when you're talking about speed,
you become faster. You don't think of it this way. It's not because you teach them a new stride length or way. It's because they believe they can get faster.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I firmly believe that. And I think that's through the encouraging that they get from those coaches and the emphasis that my dad puts on, you know, those programs. I think everybody knows that speed wins games, especially in football. Now, you obviously have to have, you know, a few other things involved, but if my ex is faster than your O, more times than not, I'm going to win.
And at least I got the matchup I want, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. And I think those kids have truly bought into that, and then you see the emphasis from the coaching staff of how important speed is. Those kids develop and run, you know, really, really well for being, you know, where they're from. And I think it shocks people. I think it truly shocks people that they put that much of an emphasis on it. The kids, the coaches, they take it, you know, that serious, and it shows.
Now, Isaac, as you look at your Gopher program, And obviously, we're going into kind of an unknown Big Ten season. But based on what you saw last year and knowing the wide receiver position, Tyler Johnson's gone. But we know Bateman came back. Demetrius Douglas decided to opt out, so to speak, or retire. They've got Autumn Bell and Tanner Morgan at quarterback. What do you see from the Gopher offense based on what you saw last year?
Well, I think you have to sing the praises right away to Matt Simon. You know, another local Minnesota guy that is doing a heck of a job in recruiting, obviously getting tremendous players at quarterback, tremendous players at receiver, and especially at offensive line. I mean, their offensive line is really, you know, kind of turned the page. I think Jerry Kill definitely started that trend, with that program, but in terms of developing receivers, I think you're seeing it, right up front there with Matt Simon doing a heck of a job with those guys and having a great scheme for them so that they can flourish. And they're being taught, you know, technique that I'm sure not many people in the country are. And like I said, I think Matt Simon is definitely out front with that.
Now, another one of your former teammates and receiver teammates, you got to know him, I'm sure, pretty well, was Cordero Patterson, right?
Yeah.
And Cordero tonight, I'm watching him on Thursday Night Football, and the Bears are really featuring him as a kickoff returner, as a running back, and as a receiver against Tampa Bay. Tampa's got a couple of former Gophers on as well, Tyler Johnson and Antoine Winfield. But this is like his fourth team. He played with the Vikings, Oakland, New England, in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, 1-1, and now here. And it seems like he's got all kinds of potential, you know, because you can use him in so many different ways. What do you see when you see a guy like Patterson? Because to me, it never makes sense that he's bounced around so much when he can do so much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, actually, CP and I are pretty good friends and still stay in touch here to this day. Yeah, I mean, kid you not, he FaceTimed me last Thursday and we just talked and kind of BS'd a little bit and just caught up. But, you know, I think you look at him and I think partly he gets a little bit of a bad rap.
Yeah.
For what you see from, I don't know, I guess maybe the public, side of things, but I think CP is probably one of the best teammates I've ever been around.
Really?
I really enjoyed playing with him. I mean, you're talking about a guy that used to take an undrafted rookie free agent out to Applebee's and eat wings with him every Thursday during the season. I mean, so, you know, he's a great guy, really grounded family man. But when you look at what he does on the football field, I think that's what's kept him around for so long and why he's made a heck of a career. He's invaluable in certain places. You know, he can, like you said, kick return. He can play running back. He can play receiver, obviously. I've just always wondered about the scheme, and I've always wondered, especially when I got, you know, into coaching, I've always wondered about how people have used him. And with the pro game being what it is, you know, I think that he's a matchup nightmare, but I don't think anybody's probably ever sat him down and said, like, hey, we're going to play you at this, this, and this, and you're going to get 15 plays on offense, and all 15 of them, we got to try and get you the ball. And maybe those things have happened. I don't
know. Yeah, who knows? I don't even know how he ended up in Chicago if he's a free agent and just decided to go there. But tonight, he's been their feature piece against Tampa. You know, that's who they're trying to get the ball to.
Yeah, I mean, he's an electric athlete that can really run, and he's physical and he's strong. I mean, he's a tremendous athlete, so it doesn't surprise me one bit.
Well, Isaac, appreciate it very much. Congratulations again on fatherhood, and you'll can't wait to see you coaching a game again sometime soon. And if you got too many pheasants bothering you, call me and I'll come out there and help you out, okay?
All right, well, I'm calling you right now, and I'm telling you, you got to take me pheasant hunting because I'm a whitetail deer, turkey, and coyotes, but I've never been pheasant hunting.
That's because you guys played too far deep into the season in those prep bowls every year. Your dad never let you get out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's pretty kind of you to say. But, yeah, you come on out anytime, and we can shoot some birds together. How's that?
You got it, buddy. Good to visit with you.
You too. Appreciate the time.
Isaac Frickty, nice enough to join us. And yeah, he's now getting to the coaching fraternity that his dad has dominated down there in Caledonia.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.